Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about real estate, and in studio we have Patty Van Curen, a senior residential loan officer with Movement Mortgage. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of your shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
When purchasing a home with a photovoltaic system, always be sure to verify whether the system is leased or owned. Inquire with the seller regarding the system and its features, and always review the agreement between the owner and the PV company. If the system is leased, always make sure to make certain you understand the details of the lease and the terms of the canceling agreement. Failing to do so may result in unforeseen consequences and significant cancellation costs.
For more information about photovoltaic systems or other amenities of a home, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Patty Van Curen. She is a senior residential loan officer with Movement Mortgage. Welcome, Patty.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, since we last spoke, I mean, a lot of things have happened mm-hmm. in the world in general, but also in the mortgage industry. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can bring us up to speed on what happened in 2021 and where will we be in 2022?
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are the questions on everyone's mind. I mean, it's hard because these are really unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every week, every day, we come upon a new surprise. And so I think it's such a great time to really look to your experts, your trusted advisors. And in the mortgage industry, I've been fortunate enough to be working here in Hawaii for the last 15 years.
That's great.
And this last 2 years since the pandemic started have been very interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, when did we start? 2020 was the start of the pandemic. Holy cow.
Like a lifetime ago.
I know, and the rates, you know, a lot of people don't know, the rates actually shot up in March when the pandemic first started, and that was because investors in mortgage were concerned about people not being able to work or pay their mortgage. Mm-hmm. And then since, we've had a lot of government intervention to help bring down the rates and stimulate mm-hmm. the economy. And so that's what we saw mm-hmm. continuing into 2021. And that was a big surprise mm-hmm. in the mortgage industry, because when the vaccination came out at the end of 2020, a lot of people were predicting, you know, the start of the recovery mm-hmm. and the easing of some of those government plans and the rise in rates.
Right.
However, as we've seen in the last year, especially, it's been a roller coaster
right.
of variants and vaccination, you know, battles and different types of issues. And then all of a sudden we had the big housing boom.
Right.
It started, I want to say, Q2, really, of 2021?
Yeah, well, probably a little sooner, but I mean, it really accelerated right around quarter two.
And rates were still really, really low,
yeah.
and they stayed really low in the summer, and mm-hmm. that really supported
that.
So our average rate in 2021, the 30-year fixed, was about 2.65. We did do a lot of refinances uh-huh. In the mortgage world. 60% of the volume nationwide was refinances, actually.
Oh, interesting.
But still quite a bit of purchases.
Right.
And then, you know, towards the end of 2021, Jerome Powell, our Fed chairman, mm-hmm. did start to signal some rate hikes, just because inflation is
right.
kind of the big buzzword right now.
Right.
There are concerns there. Omicron came in, and, you know, that was, oh, well, maybe we're going to kind of have another Delta situation where we need to stimulate the economy again, but it doesn't seem to be that way. Mm-hmm. And even as recently as today, there was more guidance from the Fed that the rates were really going to start. The first hike would be in March. It's right. Over a 70% chance that that will happen. Yeah.
So it sounds like the rates they tend to move a lot with obviously the economy, but also the emotional mindset of borrowers and purchasers. At this point in time, what kind of feeling do you get from borrowers? Are they still very confident of the market, that they are willing to make purchases at the current rate no matter what? Or what is their feeling, I guess?
Sure. I mean, I think borrowers have been through a lot emotionally in 2021, just as the prices have increased. We saw the price per square foot go from $560 per square foot in 2020 to about $665. So that's about an 18% increase on Oahu.
In cost.
Right? Yeah, and so that just emotionally can really take a toll. But buyers see that the rates are still low and are still very motivated. And we talk about this a lot. If it's the right time for you to buy, and you just have to keep your eye out, and you have to have your team in place, and you have to know the facts. And I think knowing, what the rates might do, the difference in payment between, a 2.65% and a 3%, rates right now are hovering in the 3.3% range. Mm-hmm. So they are up, but historically, we have to look at historically, rates are still
it's incredible.
At an all-time low.
I think we've been spoiled.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that was one thing I wanted to just, the rates, we still have to remember that.
Right.
And prices were lower, it's true, but I think everyone's situation is so different. And so it's really just looking about the numbers for you and the alternatives, and then having, consulting with all your team, your realtor, your loan officer, your financial advisor, your family, and then making a decision for you. Yeah.
So overall, it sounds like the market is still very healthy. I mean, people are buying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe fewer refinances because a lot of that happened in the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
But things are moving.
Yep.
And you're helping people. And you actually made a move yourself to a new company.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can share a little bit about that.
I'd love to. Yeah. I've been in the industry here for over 15 years. At Bank of Hawaii and then First Hawaiian Bank, and loved working with all of the people at both those companies, but was interested in sort of the advancement of really mortgage-focused companies, especially coming out of the 2008-2009 mortgage meltdown, as we call it.
Yes.
And so I moved to a company that was actually started in 2008 by Casey Crawford, who was an NFL player for 3 years and is very focused on giving back to the community, and decided to retire fairly early and use his funds, and notoriety from his career as an NFL player to do some good in the world. And so he founded Movement Mortgage because he had a friend, Toby Harris, who had been in the mortgage industry for 30 years. And the two of them, with Casey's leadership and Toby's expertise, wanted to make a company that really focused on loving and valuing people. That's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
And giving back. We have Movement Schools. I think there's three now, mainly in the East Coast. We started in the East Coast. And then also there's a foundation that really supports a lot of local people-based underserved organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do mission trips, in fact, mostly to South America. So it's really...
What's interesting about what you're sharing in your company is I think a lot of times people think of loans and finance as purely numbers, absent of the personal considerations, right? I mean, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to get a loan. I want the best rate. But what you're saying is that you guys really focus on, well, what's the personal touch involved in that relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's you're going a little counterculture, I guess, in that regard.
Money is money. I always say it is a commodity business, but there is a lot more to it. And as I've seen over the years, it's really about taking that full diagnostic. I think of the doctor who really sits down for an hour with you and finds out all about what is going on in your life and then can diagnose you, even things you didn't know you had or whatnot. And it's the same with mortgage, with any financial services. It's something I've always loved personally, and something I enjoy doing. And at Movement Mortgage, you know, we have a whole team behind us that feels very similar to taking care of our clients. Great technology, a great team. We're in all 50 states. So it's just it was a good time to change.
Yeah. Well, we are in a new season and it's a brand new year. So we like change and we embrace change, mm-hmm. right? Well, coming up after the commercial break, we want to talk a little bit about how you help your clients in the consultation of what kind of mortgage to get, when is the right time to possibly refinance, and also how you help Kupuna in these situations as well. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
Sounds great.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Patty Van Curen, Senior Residential Loan Officer at Movement Mortgage. And Patty, you know, before we get to the process of sitting down with you to go through, you know, getting a loan, I know we touched upon the 2021 stats. What do you see 2022 going?
That's a great question, and it's definitely on everyone's mind as we round into the new year. You know, I did kind of chat with a few people about predictions on rates, and it looks like rates, you know, again, we're at a historic lows, and I saw a lot of predictions that we wouldn't go above 4%. So I think that's probably, you know, a good number to anchor around. And so as you're looking for property, again, it's that trade-off between, you know, what the price is and what we think rates might do. And if the monthly payment is correct right now, you know, I don't see home prices going lower. We'll just say that. So in terms of getting an accepted offer and affordability and prices going up, some of the unknowns in our market are, you know, when the foreign buyers will come back, mm-hmm. Especially on Oahu. There's a lot of talk about that. And then also, you know, when the federal government eases some of its programs,
right.
That's been helping to support the economy, how that will affect, you know, we've had people in mortgage forbearance, not paying, not having to pay their mortgages, rent support. So we might see some more inventory come online, I'm mm-hmm. hoping. But again, we might have the foreign buyers come in. So it's really anybody's guess. But I think rates will stay low, and that's the key there.
Patty, you know, at one time, somebody coined the phrase shadow inventory about houses that were potentially, you know, in forbearance or foreclosure, that would eventually come on the market if the government, you know, relaxed some mm-hmm. of their support. What are your thoughts on that inventory? Do you think there's a lot, or you think because of the appreciation we've had in the last year and a half that maybe these people are okay right now?
Yeah, it's definitely not at all the same as the 2008-2009 crisis,
right,
where we had so many people where their equity was not sufficient, and so that you had short sales and foreclosures. You know, we have a lot of equity right now,
right,
so even if people
right.
are forced to sell if they can't get jobs or you know, renters can't pay the rent and investors have to sell, you know, things are selling and there is still a lot of demand out there from buyers. The economy overall is still doing really well. Mm-hmm. We're having a, you know, employment shortage, in fact, right? So
they call it the Great Resignation.
The Great Resignation.
Are moving
I know,
to
case in
things.
Point, that's me. Right? So people are rethinking their lives after COVID. And so we don't see those same issues where when we had a big glut of foreclosures and the shadow inventory.
Right.
And banks, we saw them really do workouts with people. Mm-hmm. They don't want foreclosures.
Yeah.
Banks don't want.
I mean, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to chat about, well, for those that have been kind of waiting on the sidelines to kind of, you know, see when to jump in. What can they do now to kind of prepare for that time of, well, I think this is the right time for me to get in the market?
Sure.
So what should they be doing?
You know, and I get this question a lot, and I sort of think about it for myself. When I'm hesitant to explore something new, you just have to take that first step. Mm-hmm. And I think the first step is always looking at the numbers, you know, and looking at what's feasible and just having that first conversation. It's always, you know, people always think it's a cost or something to get a pre-approval or pre-qualification, talk with a realtor. Absolutely not. You know, those are your community professionals. So I think just having that conversation, and you don't have to feel obligated at all to do anything. We're here to, you know, support you in your life goals. And so preparing to talk with your mortgage professional or your realtor, just sort of think through, you know, what do I really want? And I think after COVID, a lot of people have had just a lot of time at home to think and been in their home. And that's why I've been seeing so many people move. You know, how much money do you have that you might want to invest? What's the purpose of it? What do you need? What are you missing? Is it more space? Is it less space? So those are the, and what are you okay with your monthly payment now? Is it a little bit too high? Did you have a job change? So a lot of people had life changes as well. And so now's the time to just pick up the phone and have that conversation. A lot of times I tell my clients, just having the conversation over the phone helps you think things through. And, you know, you'll have those questions asked of you that you don't necessarily know what to ask, and that's why you look to those professionals who do this every day, you know, and that's their specialty. So,
and you made a good point, Patty. You said, you know, you want to loop in your loan officer yourself. You also want to loop in a realtor, right? And from the aspect of teamwork, you know, sometimes the solution is not, you know, one or two-sided. It's multidimensional. So I've had clients who said, well, I can't afford X amount, but it's really not comfortable. So is there a property where I can maybe do an ADU on part of it to help supplement the payment that I can qualify for? In that case, it's kind of like teamwork. It's the real estate agent finding the right property. It's you, Patty, doing the loan for that property. And that kind of conversation doesn't happen if there's no team involved. Right? So you definitely need to have that kind of synergy involved in the whole process.
Everyone has a great perspective, and you sort of brainstorm together a lot of the times. And, oh, I didn't think about that. And, oh, yeah, this property. We've done it many times, you know, you and I. So, no, that's always the first step.
Now, for our kupuna who are possibly not in a state where they're looking to buy a lot more real estate, maybe they're trying to simplify. What is it about the equity in their existing properties and maybe loans or finance that can help them in their situations?
Sure. A lot of our kupuna have a lot of equity, you know, in their properties. And depending on their life goals, a lot of times they're thinking about legacy at this point. Kids involved, do they need to downsize? Do they sell? Do they buy something different? You know, and we started going through scenarios, and everyone is so different. So it is really, again, focusing on those your personal, you know, goals. In terms of getting equity out, there are many more loan programs coming out, and that is, you know, we have, I don't want to say the word stated loans, but there are ways to structure loans to create income. So, for example, if you have a property and you might want to buy a smaller property, maybe you buy it as an investment property right now. And we can use the rental income on that potential investment property, you know, to help you qualify. You mentioned ADU. If it's a legal ADU, we can use that potential rental income in the purchase. So that's where we talk and we can get a little creative. I know a lot of our kupuna help their children, maybe co-signing. There's pros and cons to that as well, and those are something that we talk through. It's always important to know what's going to happen next year with the loan, the next 5 years, 10 years, so that you're not surprised. And then you can always, you know, do equity lines of credit. That would be at more of a bank or a credit union to tap into some equity, and those can be great rates right now as well.
You know, in this situation, Patty, where let's say somebody had a very large home, it was just getting too difficult to maintain. They didn't use maybe but half of it. So they think, okay, I'm going to downsize, but I have extra equity from that sale, which I could do something with, right? So they may think of maybe buying investment properties, right? As a loan officer, are you qualifying them just based on their own personal income, whether it's Social Security, pension, or retirement, or can you also use the rental income from the properties that they could potentially buy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's actually two ways you can look at it. If they're downsizing and they want to, you know, qualify for a smaller loan on a new property that they're going to move to, we can use, we call it your trailing residence income on the property they're currently in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so depending on the loan program, sometimes you do need an executed rental agreement. Sometimes we can just get an appraiser's opinion of the rent. And so we can use that potential rental income so they can move and then maybe they rent their previous residence or maybe they decide to sell it. You know, that's a decision they can make after they move. So that's a really great way to downsize first without having to sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a, you know, that's a great option because a lot of seniors, they don't know that because they think, oh, I'm no longer working. I'm not, I don't have a W-2 anymore.
Right.
I can't get a loan. So it's good to hear from you, a professional, that, hey, there are options out there that you don't need to be still working to get a loan.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then there, you know, a lot of times if you have an IRA, you're 50, over 59 and a half, you have, once you get to 70, I believe you have to do required minimum distributions. But if you have a certain amount in there, we can set up monthly payments that will help you qualify for a mortgage. And we'll talk more in detail about, but that's another way, especially if you don't have really a set stream of income coming in, but you do have some assets.
Right.
That's
another way to using your IRA to supplement the the different or the shortfall in
Sure. Especially when you're trying to move and then sell.
And in that scenario, where let's say they want to buy investment property, but they don't have a lot of personal income, that rental income does help them qualify for that purchase.
Yes. So back to that, part of the question, if you are buying an investment property, we do get an appraisal of what the rent, potential rent would be, and we do use 75% of that amount to help offset the new debt payment.
Right. Yeah. And I think what's so neat is that when somebody can talk with a loan officer like you, Patty, finance isn't just about borrowing money, but it's a tool to help you create a situation where maybe you need more cash flow, or maybe you do want to leave a property for your kids, right? It's going to enable you to do those things versus just thinking you have to have all the money in the bank.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of like that partnering with a consultant and making it all happen.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, the great thing about mortgage and property is such a great investment in Hawaii, and it's a great way to diversify your portfolio. And it's just, it is a cool thing. I just love it, you know.
Yeah.
I've been in it for years, and I just really enjoy seeing people explore their opportunities and their options.
Now, Patty, just to wrap up here, you know, we've had such a high amount of appreciation in Hawaii property. Median single-family home price is over $1 million. Median condominium price is over $500,000. And I'm sure the banks must have increased their limits to allow us to actually buy property in our state. So what kind of things have changed in the recent history here?
Thank you so much for bringing it up. We were talking about that earlier before we started. Yes, our new jumbo loan limit in Hawaii is $970,800, if you can believe it.
Okay, so, maybe you can define jumbo loan real quick for our listeners.
Yeah, so Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are large wholesale suppliers of money. And so any loan under the $970,800, most banks, mortgage banks, which Movement Mortgage is a mortgage bank where we have our own money, we lend, and then mortgage brokers that get money from banks, usually the money ends up coming from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Okay.
And so they have certain loans they're comfortable with, and they like that limit.
Okay.
And then over that limit, you do have to go to outside investors to get the money. And that's where, you know, Movement Mortgage works with many different types of companies that provide these jumbo mortgages.
Okay.
And there's many different types of requirements, but one thing Movement does really well is low down payment jumbos. And so we can do, for example, 20% down on a loan up to $2.5 million.
Right.
So that can really help us in this market.
And typically, if I recall, for an investor type loan, you need at least, what, 35%?
It's actually 25% down,
okay,
up to $2
million. Okay.
Yeah, so the jumbo options have really opened up, and okay, that's great in our market where we do have high property prices. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no, I just want to bring up a quick point that these are residential loans, so meaning units, four units or less.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah. So, Patty, 2022 looks like it's shaping up to be a good year.
Mm-hmm.
And you predict that rates may increase a little bit, but will probably stay below 4.
Yes.
And so if anybody's interested in getting a loan with you, Patty, or just talking story, finding out more about what's going on in the industry and trying to define their personal situation, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you know, I always put in my emails, call, text, or email me, whatever you prefer. So my phone is 808-953-0130, or my email, patty.vk@movement.com. And those will also be on the Kupuna Wiki website.
That's great. We've been talking with Patty Van Kuren. She's a senior residential loan officer with Movement Mortgage. Patty, as always, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, thanks for having me again. It's great to see you guys.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called into last week's trivia question. And last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question was, what percentage of Americans make New Year's resolutions? The answer is 45%, and I hope you're one of them. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Movement Mortgage.
A native Hawaiian dish that is a leafy bundle of salty, mouth-watering meat and means wrapped package in Hawaiian. Tied with tea leaves, this food is steamed for about 4 hours, producing moist, succulent meat. What is the name of this delicious local grub?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe during this time. And remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show or meet all of our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We try to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.